Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or PureSativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. Back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me. It's been a fucking crazy week. I'm gonna try and do a real quick one here because I'm trying to finish this podcast real fast and get it out at my usual time, but also because I want to finish this before my wife finishes taking a bocha, because I have only one kid at home with us tonight. The other one is staying with my parents in Waikiki. And that one that's staying with them is the one who usually sleeps in bed with us. So you know what that means? Yeah, me and my wife alone in bed together. Hell yeah. It's been a while. Plus, I just got back from like a 4-day work trip. I've been gone away from my family and home for 4 days, working nonstop, fucking long, crazy hours. The first day was like 15 hours, and then 16 hours, and like 14 hours, just nonstop from get up to get down, basically. No breaks. I mean, little breaks, but technically we're all still working during these breaks because there's no real fucking breaks. It was a crazy whirlwind adventure with an awesome crew. And I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad to be back home. But I return home to more calamity. So I come home on Saturday, And earlier that morning, my two dogs got into a beef with each other, and one bit the fuck out of the other one's leg. So he needed to go to the emergency to get stitches on his back right leg. But he was fucked up when I saw the pictures. Oh my God. So he needed like five, six stitches. And they didn't even stitch up every single wound. They just left some. I guess they weren't stitch worthy. But that was fucking traumatic. Luckily, none of my kids were involved or got bit or hurt or anything. But it was scary for them. So that fucking sucked to hear that news and have to come home to that. So come home, pick up one dog from the vet. Oh, also, I noticed like our fridge is a little warm. Like it's not as cool as it usually is when I open up to grab something when I get home. And they're like, oh yeah, it started like, well, we weren't sure what's going on. So basically our fridge fucking died too. Probably like earlier that day or maybe the day before. And it was just, I don't know, just slowly getting warmer and warmer. So we needed to get a new fridge. And everywhere we were looking online, delivery wasn't for a while. So we, you know, salvaged what food was still good and threw away what was not good and ordered a new fridge. And we found one from Lowe's town, I think it was Honolulu, that had a fucking fridge available. And it said it could deliver by Monday. So we're like, sweet. We both took Monday off. I was planning on taking Monday off anyway, or today off, just because it's been fucking crazy these past couple days with work. And I earned it. But so we took today off. We figured, fuck, we'd get the, or, you know, be here to receive the delivery of the fridge. And they said between 12 and 4 p.m. So we're cool, perfect. So we're waiting all day. It's getting nearer to 4. So my wife goes online and checks and notices the delivery date has been rescheduled to March 22nd. That's fucking next week, Tuesday. Fuck, we can't go another week without a fridge. So we're trying to, she's trying to figure this out by calling them and whatever. It's not working. So we end up getting in contact with someone at like the Lowe's. I guess it was online, but they said they had one at Lowe's in Waipahu, but they still couldn't deliver it. So we're like, fuck it. We really need this goddamn fridge. And the whole point of having the delivery is so that way they can take the old one too. And I'd rather just have a couple big fucking Hawaiian dudes come and easily lift it and do all that shit and not have to worry about it. I ain't a fucking strong man. My wife is powerful as fuck, but she can't lift a fridge by herself either. So it's just the two of us. We're like, fuck it. We'll just go pick up the other fridge, bring it home, and then we'll go take the other fridge to the dump and get rid of it. So that's the plan. So we make it to Lowe's and we're like, fuck, actually we should get like a hand cart because bringing it in and around the house sucks. We knew we couldn't get it through the front door. We barely got it through our front gate. Fuck. Just a lot of muscling and geometry. And then, so because we can't make it through the front door, we gotta go around the side of the house, but there's this fucking tree. So now we're like chopping a tree down. And it's like getting dark. It's like, fuck. So we finally, the fucking thing was fucking heavy, dude. But we managed to wheel it with a hand truck around the side of the house and to the backyard, to the sliding door, where it's a lot easier, a lot wider to get in. And we get all that shit in, get it in, set up. You know, plug in the water, plug it in, pull off all the little tape, and fuck, there's a ton of fucking tape and that plastic thing to protect it, which is cool because I don't want shit getting scratched or broken. So we peel off all that shit, and then we're testing the water, and it's not working. We can't figure out why the water dispenser is not working. The instruction said to like purge it of like 2 gallons once you put a new filter in, and blah, 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 blah. I was like, how can we do that when there's no fucking water flowing? And so were just fucking around with it, looking up online, and I just fucked with the water filter, and it worked. So we got water. It's going to make ice. Our old fridge never had an ice machine, or had ice, but like it's questionable. It's really fucking weird, so we never really used it. But now we have a brand new ice maker and a brand new refrigerator, and we're fucking totally stoked. That's the exciting shit of this weekend, other than returning home to my loving family. But it's kind of like, at least it didn't take a week to get us a fucking fridge, man. That would have been crazy. 1 week without a fridge. Anyway, so also I returned home to find out that Spider-Man No Way Home is on streaming, and I'm probably going to do a more fuller Voices from the Planet review of the movie, but I ain't got much time right now. I'm trying to do this quickly because I still want to try and edit this shit so that way me and my wife can go to bed at the same time. So, but yeah, it's fucking awesome, bro. It was one of the best fucking movies I've seen in a while. God damn it. There was a couple times I actually cried in the movie, and I'll talk about that more, I'm sure. But fucking great movie. Even with all the spoilers I managed to not avoid leading up to this point, still great. Better than I expected, even with the spoilers. And I watched it probably like 5 times already since Saturday afternoon. It's Monday night. I think the first time I watched, like the first day I found it and noticed it was on there, I watched it twice, like 2 times in a row, like straight up. I've been waiting to see this one. The fact that they have the 3 Spider-Mans in the same movie is the coolest shit ever. Like people, if you're not a fan, I get how you don't give a shit or don't get it. But as someone who grew up being super stoked when the first Spider-Man came out with Tobey Maguire, just to see a live-action Spider-Man, this was like a dream come true, as lame as that sounds. We'll be back in the new Everyone Knows Your High studio. We'll be in there. Back, I say back because we've been in there quite often getting ready. But first episode is going down this week, so stay tuned for that shit. A little update on my grow. It's going all right, I guess. I'm going to check in with the guru when I see him on Thursday and give him my updates and see what he thinks. Let him know what I've been doing and if he thinks that's okay or not. But fucking, yeah, what else? Just crazy work week. I'm fucking super exhausted. Spring break. So my kids aren't, well, one of my kids is off. Don't want to go back to work. I'm fucking ready for like a longer break, but tomorrow is back to the grind and back to normal. And on to the next big thing. What else? I guess that's it. Short and sweet. Fucking be sure to check out the lovely sponsors who so graciously have stuck with this podcast from its humble, humble beginnings till its mediocre present state. But first, we have the Grow Guru. Not only is he my co-host on the Everyone Knows Your High podcast, he is a grow consultant. So if you ever have questions on how to, you know, maintain your plants or what nutrients you should or shouldn't be using at what points in time during the cycle, you can hit up my boy Kalei and he can help you out. You can also check him out at our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply in beautiful Waipahu. They got all your gardening needs from soil to fucking whatever the fuck. Everything. Lights, timers, irrigation systems, nutrients. They got this super awesome blend of salt water and water, fresh water. Yeah, go check them out and let them know Eric sent you. Next, we got Pakalolo Seed Molokai. They are a local fucking seed or, you know, farm here over on Molokai. And they have unique genetics that they've cultivated over the years. And you can go check them out on the Attitude Seed Bank or puresativa.com and order some seeds from them and start growing their shit. And last but not least, my boy Jerry over at Retro Hawaii. He's got all your vintage throwback styles from Hawaii. Some sick old school Rainbows gear too. Fucking Gobos. But yeah, that's it. I will see you all next week. Thank you again for listening. I'm going to edit this real quick so I can schedule it to upload. And then I'm going to go spend a little quality time with my wife. All right. Check you guys next week. Love you guys. Peace.
Yeah.